Tonight, your regular Gulf Tour guide is aboard a boat, the Sunbeam III at Jonesport, Maine. He'll bring you some stories of the Maine seacoast and introduce you to some of the hospitable people that you'll meet when you travel to Maine this summer. So come in, Gene Hurley, aboard the Sunbeam III at Jonesport, Maine.
I am speaking to you from the cabin of one of the most remarkable boats that has ever sailed the high seas. And here to tell us about the work of the Sunbeam III is Mrs. Alice M. Peasley, one of the pioneer workers of the Maine Seacoast Missionary Society. Mrs. Peasley, tell us about some of the unusual features of this boat.
Well, Mr. Hurley, the island people call the Sunbeam III God's tugboat. For over 40 years, this boat and its predecessors have served people of all faiths in the villages and communities along the coast of Maine. And that's a right big parish when you consider that the Maine coastline is the longest in the United States.
Well, with all those parishioners, Mrs. Peasley, the Sunbeam must be called upon to perform some unusual tasks.
You bet it is. I guess no one knows that better than our skipper, Captain William Berry here.
About all I can say, Mr. Hurley, is that we're ready any time, day or night, to pull up anchor and set our course to wherever people need help.
Don't think we're just interested in saving souls, Mr. Hurley. Why, the Sunbeam's cargo has included everything, from Christmas trees to cows. All of the folks who wouldn't have any way of getting those things otherwise. We've got a public address system, too. And sometimes when we anchor in lonely harbors, we put on a musical concert for the fishermen and their families. One time, an old Downeaster came to us after one of those concerts and said, "Mrs. Peasley, I'm the biggest gall-durn sinner from Eastport to Kittery, but when you played that music just now, I got the feeling that God was right over the harbor, smiling down at me."
Well, the society is doing wonderful work, Mrs. Peasley. And now I wonder if you'd mind introducing me to some of the people, the visitors to Maine and seacoast villages like Jonesport are likely to meet when they come up here this summer.
Well, I think most anyone would get a thrill out of meeting a fella named Avery E. Beale. Avery could tell you yarns by the hour about his grandfather, Long Barney Beale.
Well, who was Long Barney, Mr. Beale?
Tall Barney was one of the first settlers up here. He was almost 7 feet tall and could carry a hogshead of pork under each arm like it was loaded with feathers. Yep, one time a horse ran off on him. Well, it took a lot to get Barney real mad, but this horse did it. Anyhow, Barney lost his temper, and when he caught up with that horse, he give him a paste in the nose. The horse dropped dead as a mackerel.
That's true, Mr. Hurley, every word. And you know Jonesport is a great fish-packing town. And here's Mr. McFadden, manager of the Underwood Fish Company.